Welcome to the Pain Relief Path podcast, where I dive into the vast world of chronic pain with the occasional help from knowledgeable guests from diverse disciplines that impact your chronic pain. I am your host, Dr. Pan Zhang, physical therapist turned chronic pain coach. I'm here to educate, empower, and encourage you to find your path to a pain-free life. Thank you for listening. Enjoy. Hey, y'all. Welcome back to Pain Relief Path. I am Dr. Pan Zhang, and today I want to have a heart-to-heart chat with you and talk about what truly moves the needle in terms of your chronic pain and what kind of things truly help you along your path. The reason why I'm bringing this up is because I'm active on social media. You can find me at Pain Relief Path or just look up Dr. Pan Zhang. But one of the things that I see a lot of are people who say, when I go to the doctor, they tell me that I should be exercising and eating well and sleeping better and doing all these things, but that's not going to help my pain. Or they get frustrated because those are the things that they keep hearing over and over and over again as things to do to kind of cure their pain. And I understand where the frustration comes in, because in the doctor's office, you are seen for 10 or 15 minutes, you're not being able or given the chance to tell your story, to really tell the doctor, whoever you're seeing, what's going on with you, the different personal things that might be going on with you, the different stresses that you're going through right now. And then the doctor just kind of flippantly at the end just says, well, I can't do anything for you, but you should be sleeping better, you should be exercising more, and you should be eating well. And I get that. That makes it sound like, well, you just didn't really listen to me at all because I didn't even have time to say anything about myself. And I am not going to do any of those things because I feel like I'm already doing those things. Or you feel like, especially with sleeping and exercising, it's hard to do because you're already in pain, right? So it's like, well, tell me something I don't know. I would love to sleep better and I would love to exercise more, but I can't do those things. My question for you, if you're one of those people that have had this experience or have had these thoughts or have had these frustrations, are what kind of things are you controlling in your life that you can control? For instance, yes, you might not be able to exercise, you know, 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week, and do aerobic work and lifting weights and things like that. But what can you do in the exercise bucket, so to speak? Are you able to go for a very, very light walk for 5 to 10 minutes a day, or maybe 5 minutes a couple times a day, just being able to get up, moving around the house, or even better, moving around outside? In terms of sleep, if you're not sleeping well, what does your sleep routine look like? And I talk about sleep hygiene a little bit too. Like, what does your life look like 2 hours leading up to the time that you're going to get in bed? And I understand a lot of people say, you know, I get in bed and I'm tossing and turning for 2 or 3 hours at a time, and it just doesn't work, right? But going to sleep does not start when your butt hits your mattress. Going to sleep starts really at like noon. Are you still having caffeine at noon? Are you still drinking tea, caffeinated tea throughout the day? Well, how is your sugar intake throughout the day? So that kind of ties in with food, right? But those things are all going to affect your sleep at night. And then those 2 hours before bed, what are you doing to help your system calm down or help yourself prime yourself for a good night's sleep? For some people, that does mean a very calm, relaxing evening, meaning, you know, some deep breathing, journaling work, maybe just some downtime with the family, friends, loved ones. For some, it actually means more movement. For some, it actually helps to do a little bit of walking, aerobic activity for 20 or 30 minutes at a time, if you're able to do that, doing some yoga, whatever type of yoga works for you, some sort of stretching routine. I wouldn't necessarily say get your heart rate up and lift heavy, heavy weights, but for some people, especially if you're very, very restless at night, it can actually be really helpful to move a little bit. Are you doing those things? Have you experimented with those things? Have you truly taking the prescription of exercising well, sleeping better, and eating well to heart versus just saying, I can't do any of those things because you feel like you haven't been listened to. And I get it. You probably haven't been listened to, let's be quite honest, which is why you're listening to this podcast right now. But there is truth and there is help in that prescription. It's just not delivered very well in a regular medical office. For instance, if you were to come to me and say, I have chronic pain and I have been doing all these things and nothing's been helping, I am going to ask you, what is your diet like? What is your sleep routine like? What is your exercise level like? What is your movement level like? And I'm going to ask you where you are. And what we're going to do is make sure that we address, and I'm going to give you true, real tips that you can actually do as an individual, not as a group of people with chronic pain, but as an individual to change things so that you can do those things better to actually move the needle on your pain experience. For a lot of people, that's what's missing. It's like, well, of course, I know I have to eat better. I know I have to exercise. I know I should be sleeping better, but I can't do those things. So when you're given that, prescription, you're like, well, how do I get it? It's kind of like getting a prescription for a medication, and all the pharmacists around you are closed or out of that medication. What am I supposed to do now? Right? There's no real guidance for that next step. So, I guess my take-home message for this little message for everyone out there is don't completely discount the easy stuff like the exercise, sleep, and food. But you might just have to take it a step further, take it and really kind of evaluate. And I do little audits of your life in each of those categories, especially, I didn't talk about this before, but stress management is another big one. You'll go to the doctor and say, like, oh, well, cut things out of your life that cause stress. It's like, well, everything kind of causes stress in my life. So what am I supposed to do there? And it's not about stress management. It's not about cutting things out of your life that causes stress, but really being able to look at your life and circumstances that cause stress and approach them in a healthier way. And those are things that I can help you with as a coach. But don't completely throw the baby out with the bathwater and totally forget about the bare basics, which is sleep, exercise, food, stress. Okay. And I hope that this doesn't come across too harsh for some of you who have been dealing with this and hearing that same message over and over and over again. What I would really challenge you to do actually is just do a quick audit of yourself and say, am I actually making changes in these categories of my life that are not where I would like them to be? And if you're not making changes, why is that? Is it because you don't know how to make those changes? Or is it because you know how to make those changes? You've been taught how to make those changes, but you just haven't started yet. Motivation's a big thing, right? And change is difficult. And we've kind of talked about this in previous podcasts, but you can do it. Take one step today. Progress is just the best way to make progress. Is taking a bunch of tiny little steps. The worst way to make progress is making huge, big leaps because that's what you're always going to think that progress is, and it's not really sustainable. So if you make tiny little steps, tiny little changes day by day, that's where you're going to see progress. Okay. So I hope that this helps. Especially if you just came back from a doctor's appointment and you are again frustrated about their advice, I hope this podcast finds its way to you and helps you calm down a little bit. I get where you're coming from, but also there is some truth in that. Okay. So if you have got any questions, you know where to find me. And I hope you all have a fantastic week. Bye.